how lovely Clara has already so eloquently done, but I'd like to pay tribute to a couple of ladies. Last year we lost two great campaigners, and the two that I speak of course, Biz and Dotty. Like most of us, I knew Biz mainly from telephone conversations, but I was lucky and privileged because I did meet her once. Unfortunately, she was in a hospital bed at the time, but that didn't stop her from trying to get me to jump in with her. Biz was a great campaigner. In my opinion, she came up with the best argument I've ever heard against cannabis prohibition, and that argument was simply bollocks. I am convinced that if Biz hadn't have been busted, she would still be with us today. Prohibition killed Biz. And Dotty, the grand old lady of the campaign, and of course my mum, Dotty stood by me and supported me in all my LCA work. She passionately believed in our cause. This was one mum who wasn't ashamed of her jailbird son. Quite the contrary, she wrote to me in prison three times a week and told me she was proud of me in every letter. She lived a full life and thankfully died very peacefully. Trev and I were with her holding her hands as she passed away. Let us take a moment to remember these great ladies and the work that they did. They may be gone from this world, but they will always be remembered by those of us who love them. Okay, speech time, kids. We are the Legalised Cannabis Alliance, a single-issue party that seems to have developed several issues. This may surprise you, but I joined the LCA because I believe that cannabis prohibition is wrong. Of course, there are many other issues to fight for, which may make this topic seem trivial. Personally, I don't see the cannabis issue as trivial. In order to expand on this, I'll break it down into three parts. The first of these is social cannabis. So what are we talking about here? A few potheads wanting to smoke their favourite weed. Or, put another way, the rights and freedom of the individual who is the victim of an unjust law. Trivial? I don't think so. The second is medical cannabis. You are in pain, and all the medication you are given by the doctors either doesn't work or has dreadful side effects. You have found something that stops the pain with no side effects, but your government will not let you have it. How many people are being denied the quality of life that could be so easily given to them? Last year in prison, I was denied my medication for 6.5 weeks. During that time, my legs went into spasm. After that, I suffered severe cramp and pain. They gave me Valium, which eased the pain and turned me into a zombie. After 4 weeks on Valium, I stopped taking it and went back to the pain. As soon as I got out, I broke the law and the pain stopped. Thousands of sick and disabled people are suffering unnecessary pain and being denied their quality of life. Trivial? I hope not. The third part is hemp. Let me remind you what we already know. Hemp can save the world. But this plant with the ability to do so much good is known as the devil's weed, because evil and corrupt people have told lies and somehow managed to convince most of the world to follow this policy. Trivial? Not if you love your children. Let me remind you again what we already know. Hemp can save the world. We know that. It's time the rest of the world knew it too. If you want to fight other political issues, then I may suggest you go and join another political party more suited to your needs. If you join the LCA to get elected to office, then you've probably made a mistake. It's not always about getting elected to office. I made that realisation in the last general election. When I attended my first hustings, after the meeting, a lady wearing a blue rosette came up to me and shook my hand and told me that she now saw things in a different light. This lady was not going to vote for me, but she had changed her attitude on cannabis. Hang on, I've lost my place. There we go. Right. That's what it's all about, changing attitudes. This is a democracy, and if you can change enough attitudes in a democracy, you win the day. In other words, your £500 deposit gives you a platform to get your message out to the people. A realistic political ambition would be maybe getting your deposit back, possibly not getting elected. Of course, votes are important, as every vote cast for the LCA is a vote in the system for legalisation. But frankly, where I live in Worthing, you could pin a blue rosette on a Brussels sprout and it would win. We are the Legalised Cannabis Alliance. a single issue party that seems to have developed several issues. We all agree that we want cannabis legalised, but we seem to differ over the mechanics of the situation. Exactly how do we want it legalised? Once again, I have no confusion over this issue. I believe that cannabis should be legally available to adults for social use and medically available for those who need it. Cannabis, a controlled drug. Sorry, excuse me, I'll start again. Cannabis, a controlled drug. This statement is a joke. If you want to buy alcohol, the law states that you must be over 18. What is the age limit for buying cannabis? I'll tell you, it's £10. And where is the control of this product when it comes to quality? We all know about Soap Bar, a direct result of prohibition. Prohibition, the government's way of dodging responsibility. No safeguards, no protection. How can there be when the whole thing is placed outside the law? We may be potheads, but we're also people, and the government has a responsibility to its people. I see an unjust law created through ignorance and hypocrisy. I see an unjust law that hurts people and denies rights and freedom. I see an unjust law that keeps sick and disabled people in pain. I see an unjust law that threatens our planet. If one toker is busted, I'll fight on. If one person is in pain, I'll fight on. If one hemp plant is stifled, I'll fight on. Last year, I went to prison for my beliefs. I was proud to do so. Others too have received the same treatment. Colin Davis, Winston, and a man called Bart from Holland have all been locked up because they believed in our cause. For what? So that we could be told that this single issue wasn't worth the bother. And what about Alan Buffery? This man works his socks off. Without him, there probably wouldn't be a legalised cannabis alliance. So Alan and all the others who have done all the hard work, thanks for all the hard work, but hey, it turns out it wasn't worth it after all. Yeah, I've got other political beliefs. For example, I would have spent the money that went on the Iraq war on health and education. But then, what do I know about these things? I urge you to reread the LCA manifesto. Cannabis, legalise and utilise. The arguments are clear, but the way ahead is not. Ignorance and hypocrisy are waiting for us on every corner, and our job is to clear the way for rational argument to take centre stage. We are the Legalised Cannabis Alliance. What's in a name? In our case, everything. Thank you very much.